From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric, as state media say that China could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. This is the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman. He says, I want to stress that the Taiwan issue involves China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Adhering to a One China principle is a political foundation for the development of China-U.S. relations. If that foundation is disrupted and undermined, the sound and steady growth of their relations and bilateral cooperation would be impossible. The comments come in response to Trump's remarks in an interview Sunday that he did not see why Washington must be bound by a One China policy unless we make a deal with China having to do with other things, including trade. The Syrian army recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small area as a battle for the city entered its final phase. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported early Monday that the army had captured the large Sheikh Zayed district of southeast Aleppo. Egyptian security forces arrested four people suspected of involvement in a bomb attack on a Cairo church that killed 24 people, according to the president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. His comments come during the funeral for those killed. Those mourners, meanwhile, are accusing authorities of security lapses. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.